speeding and we keep speeding. And we keep crashing and we keep crashing. And we keep reaching and we keep reaching. And we keep crying till we start laughing. To you, all of us look crazy.
Like every time I sing it, it's kind of a bit of both, you know? So I kind of think we should sing it again together. Let's do the hell version. Or like, how am I surviving? I'm going to survive, but how am I? How am I? Yeah, let's do it.
Is this my life?
How you guys doing? I'm Jason Bentley from Apogee Studios in Santa Monica. And for KCRW, Metric. Let's welcome Emily and Jimmy back to the stage. Hi, guys. So, hey, thank you for joining us here at KCRW. I know you're in the midst of a tour. How has it been going?
So cool. The bill is us and a band from Mexico called Zoe and a band from Canada called July Talk. So we're just kind of giving like a big hug to the whole continent. And like, it's just been an amazing group of people, really just exactly what I needed for my spirit. And I feel like the show has so much positivity and inclusiveness and amazing energy.
So tell us about, what was the concept behind doing just that with these other bands?
Yeah, well, it just came together, and it was as soon as, you know, there's options on the table. And that was like, you know, there's a sort of undercurrent, at least for me, of a lot of themes that are very upsetting and disturbing right now. And it's like, as an artist, how do you address things without talking about them all the time? People come to a show to be free of that stuff. And I just felt like the symbolism of having a Spanish-speaking band. They're huge in Mexico. We're going to go play with them in Mexico, too.
And are you outspoken about these themes and ideas? Or is it something that's just self-evident because you're together playing?
Well, that's kind of what I feel is a bit of a topic in our group of friends and, you know, in society at large, is like, how do you manifest your beliefs in action? So hopefully that's what Metric's been doing.
So congratulations, Art of Doubt, your 7th album as a band. What a great record. Oh, I have to say, this is just, I mean, I'm so happy that you're here playing for us. And you've played for KCRW before.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to say, listening to this album, it just was something that was undeniable. It just immediately was like, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
So, I mean, for me, Die Happy is something I love, that song, Now or Never Now. And then my new favorite is Underline the Black. I love that one.
Thank you.
That's an oldie, that tune, right?
Yeah, I wrote that in when I was in Buenos Aires in like, it was in the fantasies writing period, and then it never manifested until now. It's so common. Like, I have songs I carry around, little pieces. And then there's songs we feel like we failed them. I mean, I feel like Lost Kitten of all our children is the one that's like, I know. No, like it didn't get the love that it needed. We didn't give it enough
fortunes, Fortunes, too.
Fortunes is malnourished.
That kid flunked out of school, man. We did our best.
Talk about your creative process, writing and producing. How does it start? Give us some insight into that.
It usually starts with Emily walking into the studio and saying, I wrote something. And sometimes that wrote something is, I stood in the alley and I have three words. And other times it's like, it's a 14-minute piece of music with seven songs in it. And usually it's really slow and really deep and intense. And then it kind of goes like, okay, well, she plays it for me and then we go, okay, well, it could be like this, it could be like this. Let's. What if we wanted to dance to this song? What if we want to cry to this song? Like, it's kind of, there's a decision-making process.
We really decided to do both.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's our signature.
Yeah, exactly. The signature
salty,
metric
sweet.
Cry dance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we just kind of, we throw stuff at it, and then the band kind of comes in, and we just try and make it ours and make it unique. But it usually starts with an Emily jam.
There's been some talk about how this is sort of a return to rock. But I still feel like there's a lot of electronics on this album. I don't know if it's even fair to say like it's a rock thing because I hear synths and right behind me. So was there an intention to kind of bring guitars more to the front this time?
There was, but I also think you make a good point about, I think, you know, rock is having an identity crisis, and I'm so happy that we made a record for people who like guitars. And that we also, I feel like, sort of reclaimed the genre, which has been like our thing of, the, you know, the friendship between synths and guitars. You know, Jimmy can elaborate more, but a lot of the reason it was missing from the, you know, sort of seeping out over the last few records is Jimmy was also producing all the records and totally neglecting his own guitar playing and being like, oh man, record's great. Wait, I'm not on it.
Yeah. So Jimmy, you didn't produce this time.
I didn't, and it was really that reason. There was a guy that we used to work with for almost all the records until this one. His name's John O'Manny. He mixed all of the previous records, and the first thing he would do when we would set up to mix a record is set up a guitar amp, and he would call me up and be like, "Yeah, this tune's done. Come in and check it out." And I would come in and I'd be like, "Yeah, it sounds great. What do you think?" He'd be like, "It doesn't seem good." He'd be like, "Well, there's no guitar. You didn't play any guitar yet. So do you want to plug in and maybe record some guitar for the first time?" And that was every song for five albums. So this time I decided to not produce. And so I just kind of joined the band again. I got to go back on the other side of the glass and not worry about anybody else's parts but my own.
So before we get to your second set, I'd love for you to elaborate on some of the prevailing themes on Art of Doubt. And on the kick drum here, it says, "Is this dystopia?" Which is a lyric from...
From Die Happy.
Die Happy, yeah. Die Happy. But dystopia sort of is an idea throughout this album, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're just, as usual, I like asking questions. And the whole question was like, do we put a question mark on? Like, it's a big debate. I'm really glad we did. Because it's all about questions, right? It's like, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like it's we're in a sort of hall of mirrors, right? It's like, are we thinking our own thoughts? Are we all just, you know, echoing each other? But I'm definitely not interested in telling someone, like, it's definitely not, this is dystopia. You know what I mean? It's a question. I don't know. Is it?
Just think about it.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we're in a really weird time where we don't know. It seems like it's now fully acceptable to say, like, is that a gray suit? I don't know. Is it?
What? Was it? Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah, and then it's like, are we normalizing or are we adapting or are we, I don't know. Is this dystopia? I don't know. I asked the question.
Well, hey, thank you again for joining us, KCRW. The new album, Art of Doubt, our guests from Apogee Studios, Metric. All right.
Just go.
Thank you.
Thank you.